This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new proposed immigration detention facility in Hudson is dividing Coloradans, and even locally elected leaders can't do much about it. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says local communities should always have a voice in such decisions.
The federal government wants to impose a circumstance or a situation on a local community. There should be a process by which it's discussed. People should have a voice. You know, that's generally the way it always works.
The GEO Group announced plans to open an immigration detention facility in Hudson, about 20 miles northeast of Denver in Weld County. Hickenlooper says he expects lawmakers will conduct rigorous oversight of the facility once it opens, as well as the one GEO operates in Aurora. Meanwhile, a confirmed case of active tuberculosis has been discovered in that Aurora facility. Colorado's health department is asking for immediate cooperation with a public health investigation. CPR's health reporter John Daly has more.
In an open letter, Executive Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan asked GEO to provide the information needed to probe the case. It also calls for GEO to allow public health investigators access to the center no later than Friday, July 17th. Active tuberculosis, also called TB, is a serious disease spread through the air. Without treatment, it can be fatal. Ryan said local public health officials have encountered barriers to investigating the situation. GEO referred CPR to ICE. It has not yet responded to a request for comment.
This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver. It's 4:06.